Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Nothing beats championship hockey, and your Chicago Wolves are battling the Charlotte Checkers in the Calder Cup Finals. The Wolves are home tonight and Saturday at Allstate Arena for games 4 and 5 of the finals. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff information. Craig Kimbrell is now a Chicago Cub. That, according to Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports, the deal is reportedly worth $43 million over 3 years. Kimbrell has been one of the best relievers in baseball, 333 career saves. He'll report today for his physical. The team is hoping he'll be ready to pitch as soon as June 20th. On the field last night, the Cubs won their third straight game, a 9-8 victory over the Rockies, where David Bote drove in 7 runs. Cubs will go for the sweep of the Rockies today at Wrigley in a matinee. Jose Quintana on the bump for the North Siders, and Theo Epstein on 1 hour from now with Dan and Connor, the Bernstein and McKnight show. I like it. To the White Sox, they dropped their second straight in Washington yesterday as the Nationals walked off with a 6-4 victory thanks to a Trey Turner 2-run bomb in the bottom of the ninth. Sox are off today. They have the Royals over the weekend at Kauffman Stadium. NBA Finals last night, Toronto took a 2-1 series lead over Golden State with a 123-109 victory. Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant both out. They could both be back, though, for Friday's Game 4. Hockey, Charlotte beat the Wolves 4-1 last night to take a 2-1 lead in the Calder Cup Final. Game 4 tonight at the Allstate Arena. And in the Stanley Cup Final this evening, Jay, Game 5 in Boston as the Bruins host the Blues. That series tied up at 2-2.
Cool.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, me too. Scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. The next game on The Score today at 12:45 when the Cubs take on the Rockies. Here on The Score, radio.com sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Builders Supply Outlet on Cermak Road in Broadview.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
It's definitely a boost, you know, just obviously when you sign Craig Kimbrell. He's what he's done, winning the World Series last year, and what he's done throughout his career is amazing, and it's a big boost for us, and just lengthens everything out once he gets here and gets settled in, and we're pumped.
Middays on The Score.
Wait, you sure sound pumped, Riz? Come on, man. Let it rip a little bit.
Oh, it's really exciting. It's such a boost. I'm really, really pumped.
Never get too high, never get too low.
But they are, and they deserve to be. The stamp of validation applied to the Cubs by Theo Epstein by saying, you want a back-of-the-bullpen, bat-missing, power, high-leverage arm, here you go. And it was fun watching Twitter yesterday. Our regular Tuesday guest, Joe Sheehan, was kind of lukewarm about the whole thing as he was on these airwaves. But in stepped the white knight that is Matt. Matthew Trueblood to say, listen, Sheehan, you don't know what you're talking about. This is a hell of a signing. So Matthew Trueblood joins us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. He's the author of the Penning Bull newsletter about baseball, baseball prospectus writer. Matthew, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. I'm nervous if my brand is disagreeing with Joe Sheehan, but otherwise I'm doing well.
No, somebody's got to, you know, tell him when he's wrong. Come on. I guess apparently Travis Sawchuk and Ben Lindbergh use Sheehan commentary about J.D. Martinez in their book, The MVP Machine, to talk about how wrong people were. Joe's taking that in good stride.
Yeah, Joe takes all of that in good stride, and we are all wrong a lot when we do this kind of stuff on the regular. So, yeah, we have to get used to it.
So, with Craig Kimbrell, and looking back at the last season where his walks per nine jumped quite a bit and the fastball dipped some, I think some Cub fans are wondering whether or not they signed a fire breather or a guy that's in a little bit of decline. What do you expect from Kimbrell once he's up and good to go?
I expect dominance. His fastball velocity dipped a little bit last year. Craig Kimbrell, as hard as he throws, his effectiveness is not all that reliant on his velocity. The guy with a lot of spin on that fastball, good command to all four quadrants most of the time, and then that really hard knuckle curve that looks so much like the fastball out of the hand that batters find themselves flailing a lot even when he's not in the zone. He can lose those couple miles an hour, and even if he doesn't get them back, he's going to be an extremely effective pitcher and one of the best strikeout pitchers in the league for at least another couple of years.
Do you think there's anything that it can be extended or reclaimed through technology, through what the Cubs call their pitching lab, to get the high-speed cameras on them and look at all the grips and look at all the releases? Because it just seems that instead of just creating stuff from prospects almost out of whole cloth right now, that there are reinventions as pitchers age.
Yeah, that's happening more and more throughout the league, too. We talk about it a little bit less than we do when a player seems to come completely out of nowhere and become a success story. But as guys age, as long as they stay somewhat open-minded, there are adjustments they can make as well. Now, in Kimbrell's case, a lot of that is going to come down to mechanics and command, because that really is where a lot of his unique effectiveness stems from. He doesn't need to design a new pitch. He doesn't need to change the plane of his fastball or his curve. They work perfectly off each other as they are. That's what's made him so special over the years. If he can have a little bit more consistent effectiveness, consistent repetition of his delivery, he's going to be a more dominant pitcher even than he was last year. But last year, which was his second or third worst over the last seven, he was one of the top 5 to 10 relief pitchers in baseball.
So I'm wondering if this kind of holds water. I've been kind of working through this theory and why Kimbrell helps the Cubs maybe more than other teams. Joe Maddon has become somewhat stringent in how he uses his bullpen. He's not Ned Yost 2014 or anything, but he is kind of like a one-inning sort of dude.
Don't invoke Ned Yost's name on
this
show.
Just the other side of the spectrum, bad side, that whole thing. But because Joe's just a little bit stodgy like that, having Kimbrell, who would seem to fit so clearly into those last three outs, may help them more than another team that wants to be a little bit, more flexible. Does that hold water?
I think it does. I also think I tend to agree that Maddon's gotten a little more rigid over the years, but he's also responding to the personnel he has on hand. Mm-hmm. And one way that Kimbrell uniquely helps the Cubs is that this is a veteran bullpen. It's not full of guys who are young and have pretty fresh arms and that you want facing 5, 6, 7 batters in a single outing. The one-inning slots, whether that was the front office responding to the way Maddon was using the pitchers he had, or whether that's Maddon responding to the personnel that is on hand now, you know, I don't want Steve Cishek trying to stretch out and get 2 1/3 on a regular basis. And you don't want Pedro Strop really doing that just to keep him healthy. So with the personnel on hand and adding Kimbrell into that mix, yeah, it fits. The usage fits the personnel.
And Brad Brock has been awful. I haven't looked at a lot of the peripheral numbers and gone deeply into pitch effects or anything like that, because I'm seeing just so much hard contact, wildness in the strike zone. Where is the deviation between what the Cubs saw and what they're getting?
I think Brock's price, which I think he signed for $3 million over one season. They may have even knocked it down from there after, I guess he had mono over the winter, and that dented his market. I think that reflected the fact that no one's really sure what they're going to get out of Brad Brock on any given in any given month. We saw him surge at the end of last season, but overall he's been an inconsistent reliever because you see the mechanics, you see what the stuff looks like. He gets into the mid-90s. He's got a pretty good slider, but none of it is stuff he can do regularly. He doesn't have good command. He never has. So he's just going to fluctuate in terms of effectiveness. When they signed him, it was an admission that they were trying to fix the bullpen on the cheap, and it shouldn't surprise anyone too much that it hasn't really worked.
Strope, Cishek, and Kinsler are all free agents after the season. I don't know if any one of them makes more sense than another to tag and bring back. I would assume that Strope would be the guy you choose there, but Kimbrel seems to rectify some issues with the 2020 and even 2021 bullpens, despite the fact that it's going to be probably the fourth or fifth highest paid reliever in the game.
Yeah, and that's one of the big stories here. It's easy because the signing comes in season for a bullpen that needed some rescuing. It's easy to focus in on what it does this year. But yeah, Kimbrel stabilizes their bullpen out for the next couple of seasons. You never want to count on a reliever for that long. Mm. But the only active relievers that you can credibly compare Craig Kimbrel to are Aroldis Chapman and Kenley Jansen. That's really it. These three are elite. They're the current guys who have a shot at the Hall of Fame as relief pitchers. And Kimbrel's a little older than those guys were when they signed their five-year deals, but his is only three, with a club option at the end, or vesting, as it were. That really fits his skill set and what you should project for an aging curve for a guy this good, and who again, has two different pitches that work off each other and has historically commanded them really well, has shown no particular issues handling situations mentally. He should lock in the most important role in the bullpen for the Cubs for the next 2 years beyond this.
How framing reliant is Kimbrel? Because the Cubs aren't very good at it, and I'm wondering the extent to which his pitches and his sequencing, where he works in the strike zone, would overlay with the necessity of really good framing.
Hardly at all. And I think that's another, you know, sub-headline to this. You're right. The Cubs are lousy at pitch framing, and for all their efforts to make Wilson Contreras better at it, it's not working. But Kimbrel misses bats. That's what he does. He's not out there using three or four pitches trying to freeze anybody, even though he uses a curve, which generally more than a slider will rely on occasionally getting a called strike. And he will get them sometimes, but the ones that really lock guys up tend to arc right through the middle of the zone anyway. It's a power curveball. It's meant to induce, to fool batters and induce bad swings that come nowhere near the baseball. And as long as he's able to execute that, he's not going to have a big problem if he's not getting calls on the edges of the zone too often.
Talking to Matt Trueblood on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. He of Baseball Prospectus, of course. You can find him on Twitter at MA Trueblood. I wonder then, since we don't have a large sample size of players that have signed midseason like this, it's kind of somewhat of a new phenomenon. Not that it's unprecedented, but there have been issues with their performance once they've gotten in after a long layoff. If a team brought you in, Matt, to try and figure out what the issue was here, where would you start with trying to figure out the problem at hand? How would you go ahead and attack that? How do you figure the Cubs are?
You know, I'm not 100% clear on the rules here, because I think we've gotten conflicting information recently about whether Kimbrel is allowed to essentially occupy some non-official roster spot while he's preparing, which the timeline should be relatively short on that. He can't go on a rehab assignment because he's not hurt.
Right.
But they may be able to send him to Arizona before they finalize the contract and have him face some live batters in, you know, essentially simulated games. I think that should be sufficient in Kimbrel's case. It's not quite the same with a starting pitcher, although we're hearing that Dallas Keuchel is essentially simulating entire starts every fifth day right now as he prepares to sign. But for a guy like Kimbrel, who, again, over the years, despite some of the